From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, April 1st. A Chico City Council member is requesting a plan for making improvements at Bidwell Park. Councilmember Tom Van Overbeck says the area is suffering from neglect. He wants to discuss creating a 20-year plan at today's meeting. Overbeck praised recent actions taken by the city, such as repaving streets and making plans to rebuild the pool, but he says there's still more that needs to be done. He's asking the City Council to direct the Bidwell Park and Playground Commission to develop a future plan for the park. The City Council would then review the completed plan and decide whether to proceed. And for many people in Butte County, organic and locally grown produce can feel too expensive to put on their grocery list. However, the Chico Natural Foods Cooperative is working to make healthy, California-grown fruits and vegetables more accessible. Starting today, the store will increase their discount on California-grown produce for recipients of CalFresh, formerly known as food stamps. The discount is now 75% off. Michael Nalen oversees produce for the co-op.
We strive to be an egalitarian model, and we really care about being accessible to our community. And so this is a move in the right direction for us to have more affordable product in our store without sacrificing our sort of standards of quality and cleanliness.
The discount is grant funded through the California Department of Food and Agriculture. According to Nalen, the program not only helps shoppers, but also local farms and producers the store sources from. In other news, California is investing $1 billion for street and highway improvement projects, including in Tehama County. The California Transportation Commission has allocated almost $41 million to enhance Highway 99 by upgrading drainage and safety features around the Los Molinos Creek Bridge. Another almost $20 million will go to strengthen safety and drainage systems along Highway 101 in Humboldt County. About a third of the total statewide allocations come from the Federal Infrastructure Investments and Job Act of 2021. An additional $300 million comes from the state's Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. Also, should Chico make the first hour of parking free downtown? That's a question the City Council has been looking into, but a city staff report says it would likely create challenges. NSPR's Anthony Vosick has more.
The Chico City Council has spent several months discussing parking in the downtown area. One council member wanted to look into the first hour being made free. The idea is that it would encourage more people to come downtown and visit local businesses. But city staff have now released a 6-page report explaining why an hour of free parking is likely a bad idea. They estimate it would result in the Parking Enterprise Fund losing up to half of its revenue. That fund is responsible for things like parking enforcement and maintenance of sidewalks in Chico, and it's been in an annual deficit since 2021. Ultimately, staff say the idea could lead to more congestion in the downtown area and more difficulty enforcing parking regulations. The City Council will discuss the report at Tuesday's meeting. In Chico, I'm Anthony Vosick.
Additionally, the job of an in-home supportive services worker can be physically and emotionally demanding, and compensation is low. Now, IHSS workers in Shasta County are asking for a pay increase. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by Shasta Scout, negotiations between the union representing the more than 4,000 in-home care workers are ongoing. Right now, IHSS staff in the county make $18.10 per hour. A living wage calculator from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology shows that wage isn't livable. It says pay would need to be raised at least $5 more to meet a person's basic needs in Shasta County. Low pay has led to high turnover and a serious shortage of IHSS staff, not just in Shasta County, but nationwide. And it's bad for clients who often develop strong relationships with their caregivers and for the families who depend on them so they can work. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, Chico's Measure H has now been in effect for 2 years. In that time, it has generated $54 million and funded projects like the ongoing widening of Bruce Road and the Bikeway 99 Trail. Upcoming Measure H projects include sewer main replacements, road rehabilitation on East 20th Street, and street reconstruction on North Cedar Street. The measure became active on April 1st of 2023 and imposed a 1% sales tax on purchases made within the city. The city's Measure H is not to be confused with the county's recently passed Measure H, which funds public safety and libraries. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, April 1st. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.